This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Ag News here on a Monday afternoon consists of USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue telling the country that the nation's food supply system remains strong thanks to the continuing efforts of farmers all the way down to stockers at the grocery store and everyone in between. But Perdue wants to be sure consumers have that food supply intact while the coronavirus threat is affecting day-to-day life.
We don't want to have to panic next fall because we don't have enough food. We've got some supply chain issues, or really demand issues right now. We don't want to have supply chain, and we don't.
Among all the challenges ahead for the food system, Purdue University agricultural economist Dr. Jim Mintert says adapting is high on the list.
I agree with Sonny Perdue. In the short run, we don't have a supply chain problem. But it is a big shift, and especially when you think about the meat industry. We're moving a tremendous amount of demand for meat away from the hotel, restaurant, and institutional trade into the retail grocery store trade, and that's a big shift, not only in terms of where people pick that food up, but also in terms of the types of products that are typically demanded in a retail grocery store versus what's demanded in that hotel, restaurant, institutional trade.
He said processors were not prepared for such a shift in demand, but are now making adjustments and, in many cases, scrambling to do so. Adjustments include changing cutting lines, changing management of cold storage facilities, and possibly even working with different wholesalers.
Those changes are taking place as we speak, but the good news, I think, from a producer perspective is those products are still in demand, and that's true here in the U.S. as well as elsewhere around the world.
But what if coronavirus enters the meat processing workforce? Can the food supply chain continue and do it safely?
USDA, I think, has taken some steps along with the processors to try and ensure that those facilities would remain open. I think they're probably working through some of those procedures right now. One of the concerns I know initially was what would happen if meat inspectors happened to contract the virus and couldn't work and had to go into some sort of a quarantine. USDA is taking some steps to make sure that they can backstop around the country meat inspectors to keep the meat inspection service operational. So certainly in the short run, I don't see a problem.
But livestock producers are nonetheless feeling the pressure. Cattle and hog futures prices were very volatile last week, more so than cash prices. Mintert says cash prices, however, are a better indication for producers for what's going on here in the short term. Again, Dr. Mintert is director of the Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture. Last week, the Department of Homeland Security also affirmed just how important agriculture is to the United States, especially during a pandemic like the coronavirus outbreak. DHS says public health, law enforcement, food and agriculture, defense, and 12 other industries are critical and should be kept to their usual work schedules to help respond to the outbreak. The guidance from DHS is designed to help limit potential confusion as some state and local governments implement various curfews or bans on large gatherings to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Over 60 groups that represent the food, beverage, and consumer packaged goods asked for uniform guidance on what businesses are exempt from those restrictions. The National Council of Farmer Cooperatives applauded the move, saying, quote, as we face an unprecedented crisis, Americans will continue to be able to find nutritious food on store shelves. It provides a much-needed reassurance for our farmers as planting season gets underway. A release from the NCFC says, quote, America's co-ops and their farmer owners stand ready to play their part in the nation's food supply chain. As we've seen so many times in American history, our farmers and ranchers will meet and rise to the challenge. And we'll continue on in other Ag News here on a Monday following these messages.
When you think about planning for tomorrow, it may seem overwhelming. At Country Financial, we have a suggestion. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started. Because when it comes to solving the big challenges of tomorrow, you can start with simple steps today. With personalized insurance and financial services that can have a big impact on your family's future. Country Financial, when you're ready to start, we're ready to help. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800.
Farmers, you know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield, 217-248-6879.
Now's a perfect time for spring soil testing. Spring testing is the best way to ensure that your results are ready to be utilized this fall. When your combines are finished in the fields, fall fertilizer application will follow shortly if soil tests are already finished. M&M Service Company's Precision Farming Coordinator can combine your soil test, soil type, and yield to make a customized fertilizer program for your operation. Ask your crop specialist about spring soil testing to further maximize your fertilizer application this fall.
Red or green, the question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Well, now, regardless of which side you're on, Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with the new John Deere and Case IH special discounts. Members can save up to $500 off Case IH equipment. And John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum 2 membership. For more information, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571.
And we're back here on your Monday afternoon Ag Show, and continuing in Ag News, grocery store shelves will soon be restocked with meat products in another week or so. Politico says that announcement comes from Tyson Foods CEO Noel White after a recent surge in demand for meat products. The U.S. has ample food supplies for those staying home under social distancing policies. White says Tyson has made changes to its processing facilities to increase supplies for grocery stores instead of restaurants. Quote, once we are able to replenish supply, which is probably going to take another week or so, then I think we'll be back in better equilibrium between supply and demand, White said. Grocery stores' meat orders were significantly higher than usual through last week after demand began to shift away from restaurants. Slaughterhouses are running at max capacity even on weekends. The North American Meat Institute, which represents major meat packers, says the industry is taking steps to keep operations running at normal or increased capacity. Companies are also enhancing benefits like paid sick leave and access to health care to treat or detect the virus. Some of the enhancements include waiving copays or deductibles. In other news from the beef industry, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane, says the NCBA has been working hard to help cattle producers through the challenging times of COVID-19. Quote, as the country reels both economically and emotionally from the spread of the virus, we have worked hard to ensure that cattle producers remain able to have focus on the national infrastructure priority of keeping high-quality beef available to consumers. Lane also says meeting the challenge requires federal officials at Departments of Agriculture, Transportation, Interior, and Treasury, as well as other departments, to have a full understanding of how their product gets from the pasture to the plate, and his organization is happy to tell that story. He says COVID-19 has dealt a challenging hand to producers across the country. The resulting high volatile markets can't be allowed to force America's ranching families out of business just when consumers need them the most. Quote, in order to combat this burden, NCBA has actively engaged leaders in the House and Senate to ensure that relief funding from any aid package reach those struggling cattle producers directly. The NCBA has said it's important that any relief avoids the lasting market-altering effects of price support programs, which some members of the Senate have advocated for. And here locally in Illinois, farmer groups are aiming to avoid disrupting the meat supply chain during the COVID-19 pandemic, and conversations continue with packing plants across the state and government officials as part of a strategy to keep grocery stores' meat cases stocked. That's according to Illinois Beef Association Executive Vice President Jill Johnson.
So that has been the item that we have definitely spent the most time on and put the most emphasis on with our State Department of Agriculture. We've been in contact with Director Costello, He's reached out as well, wanting to make sure we're having continuing conversations about this scenario and what he can relay back to the governor and the governor's staff. But he, in particular, referenced meat inspectors and that has already communicated to the governor that is an essential service. And then packing plants, of course, have been number one on our priority list. So we would not want to be in a situation where we see plant closures or a halt to transportation. And we have no indication that is going to happen, but are stressing the importance of that absolutely, as a change in that scenario would be devastating to our producers. But so far, our conversations there are definitely being heard and understood how important our packer and transportation abilities are moving forward.
Increased retail demand for meat has offset drops in the number of people eating out due to the statewide restaurant closure. In fact, grocery stores sell out as quickly as they can refill their meat cases. High demand isn't necessarily translating to higher income for farmers, however. In fact, doubts cast by the coronavirus outbreak have weighed down the prices farmers receive. Market prices for both hogs and cattle are down at least 30% since the beginning of this year. And moving on into local ag news, Chris Reynolds, president of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Foundation, is pleased to announce the 2020-2021 scholarship recipients. On March 10th, Foundation judges reviewed the applications for the scholarship program and were pleased with the quality of applications they received. Six scholarships in the amount of $2,000 were awarded to the following students. Three of the six are current high school seniors here in Montgomery County, and those include Alexa Cassidy, who attends Nokomis, Wesley Stockstill, who attends Hillsboro, and Clayton Walsh, who attends Litchfield High School. The other three are current attendees of a local university or college here in the Midwest, and those include Grace Anderson, who attends the University of Missouri Columbia, Cody Nodal, who attends Lakeland College in Mattoon, and Peyton Tester, who attends the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana. So congratulations to those six individuals on their continued education and professional endeavors. And that concludes this Monday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any ag news for us locally, those items can be sent to us at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So for this Monday afternoon, March 23rd, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.